Greetings, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
And it is truly a privilege to be with you this weekend.
实在是主的恩典给我们的特权，我们在这里聚集。
And the burden in my heart, is recovering the testimony of Jesus in fullness.
我心中的负担就是要讲述神在要恢复主耶稣基督的见证。
Therefore, my focus.During this weekend is the time of Nehemiah.
我这一次的重点是要讲到在尼希米的时代。
But in order to understand the significance of Nehemiah's time, we need to review the Zerubbabel's time.
为了能够看见尼希米的时代，我们必须回来重温所罗巴伯的时代。
We have to look at Nehemiah's time in the context.Of Zerubbabel's time.
我们必须来看从所罗巴伯的时代一直到尼希米的时代。
Therefore, we can see the significance of it and relate that time to our time.
我们能够看见尼希米时代的这个属灵的意义跟我们现今这个时代的关系。
And that is the burden for this weekend.
这个是这个周末我的负担。
Let's read some scriptures.
我们在读一些经文。
Ezra chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 3.
以斯拉记第一章第一节到第三节。
Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he sent a proclamation throughout all his kingdom.And also put it in writing, saying, Thus said Cyrus, king of Persia, The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever there is among you of all his people, may his God be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah.And rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem.
波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国，说：波斯王古列如此说：耶和华天上的神。已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，在你们中间凡做他子民的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿，只有他是神，愿神与这人同在。
Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 1 through verse 4
尼希米记一章一到四节。
Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 1 through 4.
尼希米记一章一到四节。
The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hechaliah. Now it happened in the month of Kislev, in the 12th year, while I was in Susa, the capital, that Hanani, one of my brothers, and some men,From Judah came, and I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped and had survived the captivity and about Jerusalem. They said to me, The remnant there in the province who survived the captivity are in great distress and reproach, and the wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates are burned with fire. When I heard these words,I sat down and wept and mourned for days, and I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven.
哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下：亚达薛西王二十年基斯六月，我在苏珊城的宫中，那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来。我问他们那些被掳归回、剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景，他们对我说：“那些被掳 归回剩下的人，在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我听见这话，就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前禁食祈祷，说。
Finally, chapter 2, Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17.
最后，尼希米记二章十七节。
Chapter 2 of Nehemiah, verse 17.
尼希米记二章十七。
Then I said to them, You see the bad situation we are in, that Jerusalem is desolate, and its gates burned by fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.So that we will no longer be a reproach.
以后我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。
Father, we thank you for giving us this precious time.
父，我们感谢你赐给我们这宝贵的时间。
We know you do not live in time.
我们知道你不活在时间当中。
And your purpose is from eternity past to eternity future.
因为你的旨意是从过去的永远到今后的永远。
You have accomplished your work.
你已经成就你的话语。
Now we work within your accomplished work.
我们在你已经完成的工作里面来工作。
We pray this morning that the Holy Spirit will elevate all of us.To your purpose and your work.
我们祷告今天早晨你的圣灵带我们一同进入你自己的工作。
So we can look at the time of Nehemiah from that angle.
我们能够从那个角度来看尼希米的时代。
And therefore we can understand how we should live in the day of our times.
好叫我们知道我们如今将如何活在我们的时代。
And we want to commit myself and my sister into your hands.
将我自己和我的姊妹交托仰望在你的手中。
May we become that channel for your own word.
成为你自己的话语的管道。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
During the Zerubbabel's time, the nation of Israel had been uprooted from their homeland and exiled to Babylon.
在所罗门巴伯的时代，我们知道犹大以色列国已经被掳整个放逐到巴比伦。
And this was predicted by Jeremiah.
这是在耶利米先知的预言当中。
Jeremiah even described the situation, the condition when they were captured by the Babylon.
耶利米甚至在那里已经记述了他们被掳时候的那个悲伤的光景。
Jeremiah said when they were passing the tomb of Rachel.
耶利米说当他们路过那个拉比的这个坟墓，拉杰的坟墓的时候
，and a voice was heard in Ramah，
在拉玛听到这样的呼号
，mourning and great weeping，
悲哀和大声的呼号
，it was Rachel weeping for her children，
因为拉杰为他的儿女在哭
，refusing to be comforted，
不受安慰
，because they were no more，
因为他们已经不在。
At that time, some false prophets comforted them.
那个时候有假先知出来在那里预言
And with the hope of a quick return within 2 to 3 years.
他们说在两年之内他们能够回到撒冷。
And Daniel was one of those exiles.
那个时候是那样子的一个被掳放逐。
And was very young at that time.
那个时候但以理在那儿他还是很年轻。
If the exile had only lasted for 2 to 3 years,
若是那个时候的被掳放逐只持续两到三年
，Daniel could have been one who returned to Jerusalem.
那个时候，但以理就可以回到耶路撒冷。
And he was still young to be able to use by the Lord for his recovery work.
那个时候他还年轻，他可以被主的恢复工作来使用。
But the Lord said to them.
但是主对他说
，It will be a long time.
这会是一个很长的时间。
Build houses and settle down.
你们需要在那里。盖造房屋住在其中
Plant gardens and eat what they produce
栽种田园吃其中的产
During their waiting Those who loved the Lord Could only hang their harps On the willow trees
在那个等待的时候，那些爱主的，他们只能把他们的情挂在柳树上面。
They sit down by the rivers of Babylon and weep.
他们坐在巴比伦河边哭泣。
When they were asked to sing the song of Zion.
当他们在被请唱锡安城的歌的时候。
They said, how can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?
他们说我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌。
So Daniel waited for 2 years and nothing happened.
丹以理在那里等了两年，没有任何的事情发生。
Then he waited for 20 years and still nothing happened.
等了20年还没有发生。
And 30 and 40 years, still nothing happened.
30年、40年仍然没有任何的发生。
Returning to Jerusalem remained a very distant dream in Daniel.
回到耶路撒冷就成了一个非常遥远的梦想。
But the dream was never die in Daniel.
但是这个梦想却永远没有消失在。
No matter how long the way.
无论等候多久。
The dream never die.
那个梦想没有消失。
While waiting for the end of captivity.
当等候到被掳结束的时候。
Three times a day, Daniel got down on his knees.
一日三次，他双膝跪在主的面前。
And pray in his upstairs room.
在他楼上的房间里面。
Where the windows open toward Jerusalem.
当那个窗是开向耶路撒冷。
At the end of the 70 years, in his 90s.
当70年的之久，当他90岁的时候。
His dream finally came true.
他的梦想。最后成为实现。
In the first year of King Darius' time,
在大利乌王的元年
Daniel understood from the prophecy of Jeremiah,
丹以理看见在耶利米的预言里面
that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years.
耶路撒冷城的荒凉只到70年为止。
He turned to the Lord and pleaded with him in prayers and petitions.
他转向主，在那里祷告祈求。
In fasting and in sackcloth and ashes.
他披麻蒙灰，禁食祈祷。
Then God stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia.
所以神激动古列王的心。
Then we come to the Ezra chapter 1, verse 1.
所以我们这样就来到了以斯拉记里面的第一章第一。
Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia.In order to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah.
在波斯王古列的元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王的心。
Cyrus issued a decree that allowed the Jewish exile to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple.
使他下诏通告全国，允许犹大人回来重建耶路撒冷城。
This decree was the fulfillment of the dream that Daniel had been waiting for 70 years.
这个昭告是丹以理在那等候多久的这个梦的实现。
Did you see the significance of Ezra chapter 1 verse 1 to Daniel?
你能看见在以斯拉记的一章一节对丹以理来说有多么大的意义。
He waited for this verse for 70 years.
他等候这一节已经70年了。
He held his dream for 70 years.
他在那里持守这个梦想70年了。
He kept the dream alive for 70 years.
他让这个梦想仍然是真实的，哦，这样子，哦，活着的，这样子70年了。
Then his dream came true.
这个时候，他的梦想成真了。
Not only that Daniel had this dream.
不单单是丹以理有这样的梦想。
The remnant had this dream also.
渔民们也有这个梦想。
When the remnant returned to Jerusalem,
当渔民回到耶路撒冷
it felt like a dream.
他们好像觉得是做梦的人。
Their mouth was filled with laughter.
他们是满口喜笑。
And their tongue was singing.
满舌欢呼。
They said to among the nations,
他们好像在列邦人的面前
the Lord has done great things for us.
耶和华为他们行了大事。
Brother and sister, can we all imagine when the dream came true for the remnant, how joyful they were?
我们都可以在那里想象当时这个梦想成真的时候的光景。
Only the remnant returned to Jerusalem.
只有余民回到了耶路撒冷。
The Israelites had spent 70 years in Babylon.
哦，以色列人在巴比伦被掳之地。
Initially, they were very uncomfortable.
一开始他们非常不适应。
But they soon find freedom under the king of Babylon.
慢慢他们在巴比伦王下得到了自由。
They engage in business, agriculture.
他们做商业，做农业。
Established their own places of worship.
甚至有了自己敬拜的地方。
They didn't have to worship the Lord in secret.
他们再不用暗暗地在那里敬拜神。
10 people can form a synagogue.
十个人就可以组成一个会堂。
Although they couldn't offer sacrifice in the temple.
虽然他们不能在圣殿里面献祭。
They enjoy all they could, like in Jerusalem.
他们可以享受所有在耶路撒冷所享受的。
Under such circumstances,
在这样的光景，
they gradually realize their future is in Babylon.
他们慢慢地觉得他们的未来是在巴比伦，
not in Jerusalem.
再不是在耶路撒冷。
However, the Holy Spirit was at work.
但是我们知道圣灵在那里工作。
Among a group of people, not millions, but 50,000.
在一批的人当中，不是百万人，但是有五万人。
Whose heart had been stirred up by God.
他们的心被激动。
They did not choose to live for themselves.
他们选择不为自己而活。
Instead, they live for the Lord.
他们愿意为主而活。
Zerubbabel was their leader.
所罗巴伯是他们的带领的。
Many of those who came back were elderly people who had seen the glory of the temple.
许多老年人他们曾经看过过去的圣殿的荣耀。
Even in old age, they still wanted to come back to see their dreams come true.
即便到了这样年老的时候，他们也愿意回到这个耶路撒冷来建圣殿。
When the foundation of the temple was laid,
当他们看见这个圣殿的这个根基立定的时候，
they wept because they had seen the glory of Solomon's temple.
他们大声地哭嚎，因为他们曾经看过所罗门殿的荣耀。
We thank the Lord. Many young people also returned to Jerusalem with Zerubbabel.
有些年轻人也与所罗巴伯一同回来。
They had not seen the Solomon's temple.
他们没有见过所罗门的圣殿。
They gave a great shout of praises to the Lord.
他们大声地欢呼赞美神。
No one could distinguish the sound of shouts of joy.
没人能分辨是欢呼的声音。
From the sounds of weeping,
从那个哭嚎的声音里面，
because the people made so much noise,
因为人们大声的呼喊，
the sound was heard far away.
所以这个声音听到远处。
What a glorious time that was!
这是一个何等荣耀的时候。
However, not long after, their efforts to build the Lord's temple came to a halt.
但是不久以后，他们重建主的圣殿这个工作就停止了。
And during this time, God raised up the prophet Haggai and Zechariah.
这个时候，主兴起先知哈该和撒加利亚。
To encourage them to continue the rebuilding of the temple.
鼓励他们重新起来建造圣殿。
The temple was completed in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius.22 years later,
这个圣殿是在大力武王统治的第六年，也就是他们回到耶路撒冷的第22年。
This monumental achievement marked a very significant moment in their history.
这个实在是在整个历史当中一个很大的一个成就。
However,
但是
after 71 years,After they completed the temple,
71年以后，就是他们在圣殿重建以后的71年。
We come to the time of Nehemiah.
我们来到尼希米的时代。
We find perhaps the darkest period in the history of God's people in the Old Testament.
我们在这里看见，兴许是在旧约时代，神的子民最最属灵黑暗的时代。
Could you imagine after 71 years from that monumental time?
我们能够想象吗？就是71年以后，从那个重建圣殿那个荣耀的时候。
We were see the darkest period of God's people in the Old Testament time.
我们看见的是最最黑暗神的旧约的子民在那个时候。
After Zerubbabel had rebuilt the temple,
当所罗巴伯重建了圣殿以后
，a course of spiritual decline set in Jerusalem.
我们看见那个属灵的那个衰退来到了这个耶路撒冷。
This is not the decline of those in Babylon.
这个不是在巴比伦的这些百姓的那个属灵的衰退。
This was the spiritual decline of the descendants of those who had returned and rebuilt the temple in Jerusalem.
这个属灵的衰退是在耶路撒冷，就是那些被掳归回又重建圣殿的这些后裔。
Generations ago, their grandparents wept with a loud noise.When the foundation of the temple was laid,
几代人以前，当他们看到这个圣殿的根基立定的时候的大，他们在那大声的哭嚎。
Their parents might be even be present at the time.
他们的父母可能当时也在场。
And they shouted for joy.
他们在那里欢呼。
Since Nehemiah was a contemporary of Malachi.
我们知道尼西米是与马拉基是同时代的人。
So we can see the spiritual condition in the time of Nehemiah from the book of Malachi.
从马拉基书我们可以看见尼西米时代当时的属灵的光景。
We probably agree among us that the Malachi was perhaps the saddest book in the Old Testament.
我们可能都同意这个马拉基书是在旧约书中最最让人伤心的。
During this time, the Israelites openly questioned the love of God towards them.
当时这个以色列的百姓，他们是公开在那里质疑神的爱。
They offered the blind, the lame, and the sick for sacrifice.
他们在那里献上瞎眼的、瘸腿的和有病的祭物。
They spoke against God.
他们在那顶撞神。
They even said it is vain to serve God.
他们甚至说侍奉神是徒然的。
What a spiritual decline after only 71 years.
这是何等的一种衰退，属灵的衰退，就在71年以后。
Brother and sister, what a contrast between the temple was built.
这是一个何等的对比，我们看这个圣殿重建的时候。
To this time, they said it is vain to serve God.
在这个时候他们说侍奉神是徒然的。
But we thank God, during this darkest time, God revealed the brightest hope.
我们感谢神，虽然在这个最最黑暗的时候，却带来最光明的希望。
God said in Malachi chapter 4, verse 2,
我们看见在马拉基书的四章二节，
But for you who fear my name,
但向你们敬畏我名的人，
the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings.
必有公义的日头出现，
and you,
光线有医治之能。
You will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall.
你们必出来跳跃如圈里的肥犊。
When God wants to do a work,
神要做工。
He always begins with a person who fears his name.
他一定是从一个敬畏神的人开始。
Then through the work of this person,The Son of Righteousness will rise.
借着这一人的工作，可以将公义的日头再次升起。
We thank the Lord there was those who feared the name of the Lord like Nehemiah.
我们感谢神，因为有像尼西米这样的人是敬畏神的。
Even in the darkest hour.
即便在这样子最最黑暗的时期。
In the midst of such decline.
在这样子的这个属灵的衰退当中。
God called Nehemiah.
神呼召了尼西米
to begin his recovery work,
开始了他恢复的工作
to cause the Son of Righteousness to rise again,
是公义的日头再次升起
We thank the Lord for his work,
我们感谢神因着他的工作
Even in the darkest time, in the time of Malachi,
即便是在最最黑暗的时候
God already prepared Nehemiah
神已经预备了一个尼西米
and those who fear his name
来在知道因为他是敬畏神的
Nehemiah actually lived a very comfortable life in the palace of Susa
尼西米实在他是生活在这个 宫殿的里面，苏三成的宫中过了一个非常舒适的生活。
Even though he held a very high position in the Persian court,
虽然他在波斯王宫里面有一个很高的职位，
his heart was with God's people in Jerusalem.
但是他的心却是在耶路撒冷与神的子民同在。
One day his brother Hanani and some of the people came back from Jerusalem.
当时有一个弟兄哈拿尼和几个人从犹大来。
He inquired of them as to what had happened with God's people there.
所以他询问在、在那个地方神的子民的光景。
They said to Nehemiah,
他们告诉尼希米,
the remnant there in the province who survived the captivity are in great distress and reproach.
他告诉他们那些、这个回归到耶路撒冷的剩下逃脱那个被掳的在那个地方遭大难受凌辱。
And the wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates are burned with fire.
城墙被毁、城门被火焚烧。
Although the temple was rebuilt,
虽然圣殿已经重建。
The temple services was resumed.
圣殿的侍奉也已经恢复。
The wall of Jerusalem was still in ruin.
但是耶路撒冷的城墙仍然在废墟中。
There's no protection whatsoever.
在那里没有保护。
The enemy around them could come in day or night.
敌人可以进来日夜来攻击他们。
They were in great affliction and in great reproach.
他们在大难和凌辱之中。
The news of the war of Jerusalem changes the course of Nehemiah's life.
所以我们看见这个耶路撒冷城墙的这个消息改变了尼希米的生活的轨迹。
Why was it so significant to Nehemiah?
为什么这么大，这么、一件重要的事情？
Brothers and sisters, we need to ask ourselves, why was this so significant to him?
我们要问为什么这个对他来说是这么的重要。
If we will understand why it was significant to Nehemiah,
我们知道这个件事情对尼希米是非常的重要。
Then we will understand why is it significant to all of us now.
我们也会知道现在这个时代对我们来说也是那样的重要。
What is the spiritual meaning of the wall of Jerusalem?
这个耶路撒冷城墙的属灵意义是什么？
There are threefold meaning.
这里有三方面的意义。
三重。
这里有三重的意义。
But young people are encouraged to write this down.
我鼓励年轻人把它写下来。
The first fold.
第一重。
The wall of Jerusalem is the testimony of Jesus.
这个耶路撒冷的城墙是耶稣的见证。
The hymn we sing today is called Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken.
今天我们唱的诗歌就是美丽圣城我神圣殿
Spoken through the wall of Jerusalem
说到了就是耶路撒冷城墙
The wall of Jerusalem speak of the glorious things of the Lord symbolizing the testimony of Jesus
这个城墙说到的就主耶稣基督的见证
For example, the sheep gate represent that the Lord is the door of the sheep
这个羊门就说到我们主耶稣是羊的门。
No one comes to the Father except through Lord Jesus.
没有人能到父那里除了经过我们的主。
The fish gate signifies the Lord gathering us like a fisherman gathers fish into his net.
鱼门说到的是主耶稣把我们一同、招来归到他自己的网里。
The old gate or the ancient gate leads to Calvary.
这个古门我们看见的是一直通往、骷髅地
symbolizing Jesus taking the way of the cross
看到我们主耶稣他是背着十字架
opened a new and living way for us
经过十字架他为我们开了那条又新又活的路
In fact, every part of the wall of Jerusalem speaks of the glorious things of the Lord Jesus
因为这个圣城的每一部分都在那里述说主耶稣他自己的荣耀。
Therefore, the wall of Jerusalem is the testimony of Jesus.
所以这个城墙就是我们主耶稣的见证。
Rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem is to recover the testimony of Jesus. Now we come to the second fold. The testimony of Jesus is the manifestation of the life of Jesus. The testimony of Jesus is not something very lofty and vague.
主耶稣的生命不是
No, 见证。
主耶稣的见证并不是那高高在上的。
It is the manifestation of his life.
而是在那里发表彰显他的生命。
According to John's apostles' revelations,
我们根据,
the wall of Jerusalem is made of jasper.
你知道这个耶路撒冷的城就像碧玉。
A jasper stone represents a life that is glorious, pure, and transparent.
这个碧玉, 所做的城在那里表明了这个生命是这样子的透明,是荣耀,是这样的纯洁。
The jasper wall manifests the light of the Lord seated on the throne within the city.
这个城碧玉的这个城墙实在表明了坐在宝座上的那位主。
When John saw the Lord sitting on the throne,
当约翰看见我们的主坐在宝座上面,
and he said, the Lord is having the appearance of jasper.
我们的主看有那个碧玉的形象。
Therefore, the wall made of jasper mirrors the light of the Lord.
我们看见这个城墙在那里反映了坐在宝座上的主。
Having the appearance of the jasper.
有那个碧玉的那个样貌。
Therefore, the testimony of Jesus is the manifestation of the light of our Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣的见证就是彰显了主耶稣他自己的生命。
Now it comes to the third fold.
第三重。
The manifestation of life of Jesus is the wall of Jerusalem.
这个被彰显出来的基督耶稣的生命就是那个墙。
Now we come full circle back to the wall of Jerusalem.
我们再回到起点说到这个耶路撒冷的城。
Like a city, the people of the Lord needs a wall.
我们看见就像耶路撒冷城里的民,他们需要有这样的墙。
That separates them from the world.
好叫他们与世界分开。
What can separate us from the world?
什么能够使我们与这个世界分开?
It is not rules and regulations.
不是规条也不是规定。
Rules and regulations may be able to separate us outwardly.
那个规条或者规定只能在外面叫我们与世界分开。
But they do not keep us separate inwardly.
不能在里面,从里面叫我们与世界分开。
It is the life of the Lord that truly separates us from the world.
只有主耶稣自己的生命能够叫我们真实的与这世界分开。
When we can manifest His life corporately,
当我们能够在身体里面一同见证他的生命,
together,
一起,
this testimony of Jesus is the wall of Jerusalem.
这样的耶稣的见证就是耶路撒冷的城墙。
Testimony of Jesus is not something lofty.
这个耶稣的见证并不是什么高高在上的。
It is very practical and very down to earth.
这是非常实在又实际的。
Years ago, I think not too long before pandemic.
许多年前, 在那个新冠那个发起之前不久,
we have a family joining us.
我们有一个家来到我们的聚会当中。
The wife came to us with three kids first.
这个太太有带着三个孩子先来。
Was a visiting scholar in our local university.
她在我们当地的这个大学里面是一个访问学者。
They quickly accept the Lord Jesus.
他们很快就接受了主。
Wife and three kids.
这个太太和三个孩子,
they came to the meeting all the time.
他们经常来到我们聚会当中,
even joined the local fellowship.
他们也参加这个, 就是当地的这些的, 分享。
A year later, her husband came too.
几年以后, 她的先生也来到我们当中。
We did not know who he was.
我们并不知道他是谁。
But later, Much later, from his testimony, we knew he came with a big challenges.
以后也是在蛮久以后，当他做见证的时候，我们知道他来的时候是带着很大的一个。
He came to save his marriage.
他来是为了要挽救他的婚姻。
And he came as last resort to save his marriage.
这个是他最后来挽回他婚姻的最后的一个办法。
Then when he came to the meeting and we found that he came every time.
当他来了以后，他每一次都来。
Now when he came to the main meetings, a Friday meeting, he joined the local meeting as well.
他不单参加这个主日的和星期五的，还有就是地区的这个家庭的聚会，他都来。
Later through his testimony, we realize what happened during those times.
接着以后他的见证，我们知道那个时候所发生的事情。
What exactly attract this unbeliever to come to meeting so regularly?
什么事情吸引他，让他能够这样子常常来到聚会当中？
Because he said he was so amazed to meet so many couple that live harmonious.
他说他实在觉得非常的惊讶，看到那么多的这个一对一对的夫妻这样子和睦的相处。
You know, if one couple live harmoniously, it's a testimony of Jesus.
当我们看到这一对夫妻在那里和睦的相处，实在为耶稣做了见证。
But when you see so many couples living harmonious, you see the wall of Jerusalem.
当你看见那么多的家庭在那里和睦相处，你看见了耶路撒冷的城墙。
It separates the church from the world.
它将这个教会与世界分开。
This is how this unbeliever continued to come to the meeting.
这个就是吸引这位还没有信主的一直来到聚会当中。
Because this is what he was after.
这个就是他一直在追求的。
He didn't know what it was, but he knew that this was what he was after.
他虽然不知道这是什么，但是他知道这是他要所追求的。
But one day, when he had a big argument with his wife,
有一天他跟他的妻子有个非常大的争吵。
And in the past, that argument would become so big and so nasty.
按照原先的这样子的争吵会带来一个非常大的非常不好的结果。
But that day, his wife was silent.
那一天他的妻子却是这样的安静。
And this broke him.
这个让他被击倒。
Because this was impossible.
这个对他来说是那样的不可能。
The testimony of Jesus is on his wife.
耶稣的见证在他的妻子的身上。
She is one of those stones on the wall of Jerusalem.
他好像就是耶路撒冷城墙上的那个宝石。
He received the Lord Jesus Christ.
他接受了主耶稣。
Recover his relationship with his wife.
恢复了他与妻子之间的关系。
Then he began to live harmoniously with his wife.
他也与他的太太重新和好。
The wall of Jerusalem is the testimony of Jesus.
这个城墙就是耶稣基督的见证。
Every one of us can be part of it.
我们每一个人都可以成为其中的一部分。
It's not lofty and high.
不是那样子的高。
Is to live out the life of Jesus through us.
就是将主耶稣他的生命从我们中间活出来。
When Nehemiah heard the news about Jerusalem, he was so deeply touched and wept before the Lord.
当尼希米听到耶路撒冷城的这样的风景的时候，他实在里面非常的悲伤。
He sat before God, fasted and prayed to God of heaven.
他坐下。悲哀哭泣在神面前祷告。
The news reached him in November or December.
这个消息是在大概11月到12月之间。
Then he prayed for several months waiting upon God.
他以后 在几个月当中一直在祷告等候神。
He did not rush to do anything.
他并没有急着去做什么。
But sought the Lord earnestly.
他在神面前切切地求神。
For several months, Nehemiah travailed in prayer over the situation.
他在那里痛苦地、热切地在主面前祷告。
He turned his anguish into prayer.
他把这个痛苦转化为祷告。
Aligning his heart with Lord's concerning the wall of Jerusalem.
他把自己的心转向主与神的心相同。
He began to feel what the Lord had felt.
他开始能够感觉神所感觉的。
He seek what the Lord desired.
他也、在那里看见神的心意。
Of course, God knew the terrible decline of His people.
当然，我们的神知道那个时候那个可怕的衰退的光景。
He was fully aware of this, all these matters.
因为我们的神知道所有这一切。
Remember, this is one of the five principles we mentioned,、our brother mentioned last night.
这个是我们、弟兄昨天晚上信息中的其中一个。
But God had been waiting for someone whose heart aligned with His own toward Jerusalem.
但是神在那里一直等候，等候有一个人与他同心。
90 years ago, God found Zerubbabel.
90年以前他、得着了所罗巴伯。
Now God found that person in Nehemiah.
那现在呢他发现了在、尼希米身上他发现了这样的一个人。
And place within this vision of the wall of Jerusalem.、
这个就把这个、耶路撒冷城墙的意象给了他。
Nehemiah was not the first person to see the vision.
尼希米不是第一个得着这样的意象的。
Abraham saw the vision as the city with foundations.
我们知道 亚伯罗汉他看见那座有根基的城。
Zechariah, however, saw the vision as a golden lampstand.
撒加利亚他看见有关金灯台的意象。
And Apostle John saw it as the new Jerusalem descending from heaven.
使徒约翰看见新耶路撒冷城从天而降。
If we reflect the story from Abraham to John,
若我们来思想从亚伯拉罕一直到约翰
It was clear that the vision they received changed the course of their lives.
我们都看见这样的意象都改变了他们的生活的轨迹。
Nehemiah experienced the same transformation through the vision.
尼希米也在这里他有了一个这样子的转变。
After seeing the vision, Nehemiah could no longer live the same way.
当尼希米接受看见这个意象以后，他再不能像从前那样生活。
One day, while serving the king at the table,
有一天他在宫中在那里、侍奉王。
Nehemiah lift the cup as usual.
他举起杯就像往常一样。
But the king noticed there was sadness on his face.
但是王却、意识到他的脸上有愁容。
Nehemiah was the cupbearer to the king.
因为尼希米他是那个酒镇。
And a cupbearer drank the cup before he handed the cup to the king.
这个酒镇呢是先尝这个酒然后再递给王。
If there was poison there,
若是里面有毒,
then the cupbearer would die for the king.
而这个酒镇就是为王而死。
So the cupbearer was the person whom the king trusted the most.
所以呢，酒镇是王最最信任的人。
The cupbearer literally lived and died for the king.
所以我们可以这样说，这个酒镇是为着王死而活。
He was a slave in whom king trusted.
在这样子的一个奴仆的这样的生活当中、
王信任他。For this reason, Nehemiah lived a comfortable life in the palace of Susa.
为了这个原因，我们看见尼希米在这个苏珊城的宫中，他活着非常舒适的生活。
If Nehemiah continued to be the cupbearer for the rest of his life,
若是尼希米他在那里一直做这个酒镇，一直到他死。
We would not have the book of Nehemiah today.
我们今天就没有尼希米记。
We will not talk about Nehemiah today.
我们也不会在这里讲述尼希米。
None of us will ever know who he was.
我们没有人会知道尼希米是谁。
But the vision of the wall of Jerusalem changed everything.
但是这个意象，耶路撒冷城的城墙的意象改变了所有。
Because Nehemiah could no longer continue as a cupbearer.
因为尼希米再不能做这个酒镇。
He did not have the freedom to change the course of his life.
他没有这个自由来改变他自己生活的轨迹。
His heart was saddened by the condition of the wall of Jerusalem.
他的心实在为了耶路撒冷城墙的那个光景而难过。
So the king said, "Why is your face sad?"
所以王问他，你为什么面带愁容？
Though you are not sick.
你没有病。
This is nothing but the sadness of heart.
这不是别的，必是你心中有烦恼。
It was frightening if the king should notice there was something in your heart.
这个实在是令人恐惧，当王意识到你心中有愁烦。
The king might suspect that he wanted to murder the king.
王可能在那里会怀疑他想要杀。
That was why Nehemiah had never shown a sad face before the king.
因为这个尼希米他从来在王面前没有露出过这样的愁容。
But the burden for the wall of Jerusalem was so strong.
但是为着耶路撒冷城墙的这个负担，这个他实在没有办法藏住他里面的悲伤。
You're a little faster than me. Nehemiah could no longer hide his sadness from the king.
所以呢，尼希米他没有办法再藏起来他自己里面的悲伤。
The burden in his heart was more important than his own life.
那个负担呢，这个实在比他自己的生命还要重要。
He risked his life before the king by showing a sad face.
他在那里真的是说在冒险将自己的这个愁容显在王的面前。
For this we know the vision has changed his life.
这样我们看见那个意象改变了他。
He no longer lived for the king.
他不再为王而活。
He lived his life for the Lord.
他为主而活。
And the wall of Jerusalem.
和这个耶路撒冷的城墙。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
Has the vision of the testimony of Jesus changed our lives?
耶稣基督的见证是否也改变了我们？
It is precious to see the vision of the wall of Jerusalem.
实在看见耶稣耶路撒冷城墙的意象是何等的宝贝。
But it is paramount to be changed by the vision.
但是若是能够被这个意象来改变又是何等的重要。
A vision that has not changed our lives is not yet a true vision.
若是这个意象不能改变我们，那这个不是真实的意象。
You cannot say I have seen the vision.
你不能说我已经看见这个意象。
But my life stayed the same.
但我的生活还没有改变。
Then we have not seen the vision.
那我们就没有看见那个意象。
Every one of those in the Old Testament or New Testament.
无论在旧约还是在新约
，Who has truly seen the vision？
若是真实看到这个意象
，Their life is changed forever。
他们的生命将永远改变。
Brothers and sisters, it is something we have to consider together。
这件事情我们必须在这里一同来思想。
We may have the privilege to hear about the vision。
我们可能有这样子的真的是这样的权柄权力，我们听见这个意象。
It doesn't mean we have seen the vision。
但并不是说我们已经看见这个意象。
Unless our life is changed by what we saw，
除非我们所看见的改变了我们的生活。
It's not yet a vision，
否则就还不是一个意象。
Has the vision changed our lives yet？
这个意象是否已经改变了我们的生活？
He told the king, "How can I be happy when my city, when my fathers are buried, is in ruin?"
他告诉王说，我怎么可能高兴，因为我列祖的坟墓的所在的城。
Nehemiah could no longer be happy.
他再也不能高兴。
As long as the wall of Jerusalem is still in ruin.
只要这个耶路撒冷的城墙还在废墟当中。
The wall of Jerusalem is in ruin now.
耶路撒冷的城墙现在在废墟当中。
How could we be happy?
我们怎能高兴呢？
Nehemiah could not be happy as long as the city of Jerusalem was in ruin.
尼希米他再不能高兴，因为耶路撒冷的城墙在废墟。
He could no longer be satisfied with a comfortable life anymore.
他再不能因着这个舒适的生活而满足。
Can we be satisfied with a comfortable life?
我们能够为着舒适的生活满足吗？
Not Nehemiah.
不是，尼希米没有。
Naturally, we are after a comfortable life on this earth.
自然来说，我们都在追求这样的舒适的生活。
Without the vision.
没有意向。
We live for a king.
我们为世上的王生活。
Like a slave.
就像一个奴隶一样。
For a very comfortable life.
为着这个舒适的生活。
Isn't this our situation?
这个是不是就是我们的光景呢？
We thank the Lord that Nehemiah could no longer live this way.
感谢主，尼希米再不能这样的生活。
If we can no longer live as cupbearer on this earth.
如果我们不能像酒政那样在地上生活，
God will begin to work in our lives as well.
神就要开始在我们的生活当中来做工。
Then the king asked, What do you want?
完了王就问他，你要什么？
This is one of those significant moments orchestrated by God.
这是一个非常重要的这个时间点，是我们的神自己亲自在那里支配的。
No one participated in this.
没有人可以参与。
It's God doing His own work.
这是神他自己亲自在做工。
One of the principles we heard last night.
这也是我们昨天所听到的神做工的法则之一。
It was another turning point in the history of recovery.
这也是世界这个恢复这个历史上面的一个转折点。
We thank the Lord that.God already prepared a vessel in Nehemiah for this critical moment.
我们感谢神，神已经预备了尼希米为的这个重要的这个关键的时候。
After hearing from the Lord,
他听到了这个王的说话以后。
Lord,
他听到了主的话以后。
Nehemiah asked the king for permission to go back to Jerusalem.
他在这里求王给他这样子的允许，可以回到耶路撒冷。
To rebuild the city and the wall.
能够重建这个城市和他的墙。
When Nehemiah wanted what the Lord wants.
他所要的就是主所要的。
The good hands of the Lord was upon him.
主的施恩的手在他的身上。
And he was granted permission.
他就蒙应许。
And this was the beginning of God's recovery of his testimony.
这个就是主耶稣见证恢复的开始。
Then from this point on,
从这个时候开始，
Nehemiah's life was so intertwined with God's recovery work.
我们看见尼希米的生命与主恢复的工作是这样子紧密的连接。
Every day, we are writing our own story.
每一天我们都在书写我们自己的故事。
What kind of story you and I are writing every day?
我们每天在写怎样的故事？
Are we writing about a slave who lives for a king to gain a comfortable life?
我们是在写一个奴隶，在一个王的手下，要追求这个舒适的生活。
Is that the story you and I are writing every single day?
这个是我们每一天在那里写的那个故事吗？
Or are we writing a story that is intertwined with God's recovery work among His people?
还是我们在书写这样的一个故事，就是我们的生活生命是与神的恢复的工作紧密相连。
Many brothers ahead of us whose life were so intertwined with God's recovery work.
在我们前面的弟兄姐妹有很多他们是与神的恢复的工作那样的紧密的连接。
I think we still remember many of them.
我们还记得许多他们中间许多的人。
God told Daniel about a specific period in history.
神告诉丹伊里有一个特别的历史中的一段时间。
Known as 77s.
就是那个七十个七。
Some translation translate as 70 weeks.
有的翻译说到是七十周。
But the original text is 77th.
在原文当中是说到七十个七。
This period encompasses the complete recovery work of Lord.
这个七十个七说到了神完整的恢复的工作。
Including justification of the city of Jerusalem.
说到耶路撒冷城的这个称义。
Sanctification of the city of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷城的成圣。
And the glorification of the city of Jerusalem.
和耶路撒冷城得荣耀。
This 77th began with the word to rebuild the city of Jerusalem.
这个七十个七从耶路撒冷这个圣殿的重建开始。
And will end when the new Jerusalem descends from God in heaven.
在新耶路撒冷城从天而降为止。
Nehemiah lived in the beginning of 77th.
尼希米是活在这个七十个七的开始。
Today we are nearing at the end of 77th.
而今天我们已经将近来到这个七十个七的尾声。
And throughout this period, God is calling those who fear His name to return.
在这个整个的时间的里面，神在那里一直呼召。
Today we still have opportunity to respond to this call.
这样敬畏神的人，我们可以一起来回应他的呼召。
God is looking for those like Nehemiah.
神在那里寻找像尼希米这样的人。
Who felt what the Lord felt.
能够感受神所感受的。
And wanted what the Lord wanted.
要神所要的。
God is looking for those.
神在寻找。
Who will not live for a king on this earth.
我们寻找那个不为的地上的王而生活的人。
But live for the Lord.
而为主而活。
Brothers and sisters, now we look at this Nehemiah's time in the context of Zerubbabel's time.
所以我们现在来看那个尼希米的时代是在所罗巴伯的那个时代来看。
We live in a time just like the time of Nehemiah.
我们现在活的就像尼希米的时代。
The old generation before us has passed.
在我们之前的这几代人已经过去。
They laid a very solid foundation.
他们已经建立了那个稳固的根基。
Left with the temple, the house of God.
他们已经建立了这个神的圣殿，神的家。
And they declare to us without hesitation the whole counsel of God.
他们没有任何的犹豫，把这个有关完备的神的旨意向我们揭示。
And the spirit of the whole counsel of God is for the testimony of Jesus.
而这个圣灵的这个完备的旨意就是为着耶稣的见证。
We are greatly blessed.
我们是大大的蒙福。
By the vision of the testimony of Jesus.
我们被主耶稣的见证来蒙福。
However, the older generation has passed away.
但我们看见过去的这个世代已经过去。
The testimony of Jesus has yet to be recovered.
但是主耶稣的见证仍然必须恢复。
The wall is broken down.
这个城墙还在废墟当
中。Its gates are burned with fire.
这个城门仍然是在被火焚烧了。
We need to hear the encouragement from the prophet Malachi.
所以我们要听马拉基先知他的鼓励。
Completing the recovery work require the return of Ezra and Nehemiah.
恢复这样子的见证需要有以斯拉或者是还有尼希米的回来。
Alongside those who return to Jerusalem with them.
和那些与他们一同归回的人。
It's not sufficient to have those who return with Zerubbabel.
单单与所罗巴伯归回的人是不够的。
We need additional returnees.
还需要有其他的人来归回。
Return with Ezra, return with Nehemiah.
以斯拉和尼希米一同归回的。
God calls upon the remnant of every generation to leave Babylon behind and return to Jerusalem.
神在那里一直呼召，每一代的人当中都在呼召能够回到耶路撒冷。
The Lord has been very faithful.
神是信实的。
Providing us the Zerubbabels of our time.
也为我们这世代提供了所罗巴伯这样的人。
Who laid the foundation and built the temple.
已经奠定了这个圣殿的基础和重建建造了这个圣殿。
We thank the Lord for the Ezra's of our time.
我们也感谢主给了我们这个世代的以斯拉。
Who revealed to us the whole counsel of God.
已经把神全备的旨意向我们显明。
But where are the Nehemiahs today?
今天的尼希米在哪里呢？
Who will rebuild the walls of Jerusalem?
谁来建造耶路撒冷的城
墙？ Who will recover the testimony of Jesus?
谁来恢复耶稣基督的见证？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
Are we satisfied?
我们满足了吗？
Are we satisfied by the condition of the wall of Jerusalem today?
我们是否对着面对今天的耶路撒冷城的光景满足了呢？
We need a Nehemiah for every local assembly.
我们需要在每一个地方的聚会当中都有像尼希米这样的人。
We're not satisfied by knowing the vision of Jesus.
我们不会满足当我们知道耶稣基督见证的这个意象。
But the question is, has the vision changed our lives?
这个问题就在于我们是否改变了，当我们知道这个意象以后。
Unless the vision changed our lives,
只有当这个意象改变了我们，
there will be no recovery of his testimony.
他的见证就不可能得着恢复。
But how can we be changed?
那我们怎么能够得着改变呢？
What is required for us to return to Jerusalem?
什么能够帮助我们回到耶路撒冷呢？
Both Daniel and Nehemiah were changed by their vision.
我们看到丹以理和尼希米都是因着意象改变了。
But they were changed through their fervent prayers.
他们的改变是借着热切的祷告。
Daniel kept his dream alive for 70 years.
丹以理在那里持守他的梦想70年。
By praying 3 times a day toward Jerusalem.
他一日三次向着耶路撒冷
Nehemiah, after hearing the condition of the wall of Jerusalem,
当尼希米听到耶路撒冷城墙的光景以后，
sat down and wept and mourned for days.
他坐下悲哀哭泣几日。
He fasted and prayed before the God of heaven.
他禁食祷告在天上的神。
When our travail becomes our prayer,
当我们里面的苦痛苦变成我们的祷告。
We begin to feel what the Lord feels and want what He wants.
我们开始能够体会神他所感受的，也知道神所要的。
We will have the same heart as our Lord.
我们能够与主同心。
We will no longer live the life of a cupbearer.
我们就再不能过酒政的生活。
Who live for a king.
我们要为这位神来活。
For a comfortable life.
我们再不为地上的王过这个舒适的生活。
Without the vision and the mindset of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看到这个意象，看到主耶稣他的心。
如果没有。
如果我们没有看到主耶稣基督他的心。
We were all just cupbearers.
我们就只是酒政而已。
We need a Nehemiah today.
我们需要今天的尼希米。
Who does not live for a king like a slave for a comfortable life.
不是为地上的王在那里过舒适的生活。
Who live for the Lord and the testimony of Jesus.
为着耶稣基督的见证为主来活。
Whose life is intertwined with the recovery work of the Lord.
他们的生活是与主恢复的工作紧密相连。
Chapter 2 of Nehemiah was very special.
尼希米记的第二章非常的不同。
You may not find it special when you read chapter 2.
你会发现这里面非常的特殊。
It's a whole chapter of names.
这整章都是写的名字。
And numbers.
和
Because God counts every single remnant who return to Jerusalem. Chapter 2 of Ezra can be considered a book of remembrance. Holy Spirit remembers those who return and counts how many from each family returned. They did not return for their own sake. They left behind the entire life they had built in Babylon.
他们将所有在巴比伦所建造的生活通通抛在后面。
Because these people returned,
因着他们的回来,
Jerusalem was rebuilt.
耶路撒冷被重建。
With Jerusalem rebuilt, Bethlehem could also be restored.
因着耶路撒冷被重建, 我们看到, 伯利恒也被重建。
Therefore they returned so that the Messiah could be born in Bethlehem.
因着他们的回来, 我们看见弥赛亚可以在伯利恒出生。
The remnant returned for the Messiah to come.
因为这些渔民的归回, 使得弥赛亚能够回来。
They are so precious. God lists them again in Nehemiah chapter 7.
他们是何等的宝贝, 所以在尼希米的七章, 他们神再一次记述他们的名。
Brother and sister, we need to return to Jerusalem.
弟兄姐妹, 我们 必须回到耶路撒冷,
to prepare for the Messiah to come the second time.
预备弥赛亚的第二次回来。
God is also counting and numbering those who will respond to His call today.
神今天也在这里计数和数算回应神的呼召的人。
Brothers and sisters, will you be counted?
弟兄姐妹, 你是那被数算的人吗?
Brothers and sisters, is the dream to see the testimony of Jesus still alive in us?
我们里面是不是仍然有这样的梦想, 能够见到主耶稣的回来?
This dream, the testimony of Jesus,
耶稣见证,
this dream has been alive from generations to generations.
这个耶稣见证, 看见耶稣见证, 这个梦想是世世的相传。
This dream was in Daniel.
这个梦想在丹以里开始。
Was in Zerubbabel.
在所罗巴伯那里。
Later in Haggai and Zechariah.
又在哈该和撒迦利亚那里。
Also was in Ezra and Nehemiah.
也在, 以斯拉跟尼希米里面。
And many others who returned to Jerusalem.
还有那些许许多多从
It remained alive in the generation just before us.
这个一直在那里存活到了在我们生活之前的几代人。
Is the string still in us?
这个梦想仍然在我们里面吗?
Has the string changed our life?
这个梦想是否改变了我们的生活?
Or we simply accept the condition of the world as it is today.
还是我们已经接受了耶路撒冷城墙的光景像今天这样。
Now it is up to us to keep the dream alive.
现在是要我们在这里决定我们是否要 保守这个梦想的。
The dream of recovering the testimony of Jesus.
这个梦想就是要 让这个耶稣的见证能够恢复。
The purpose of the Lord will be completed.
神的旨意能够完成。
Whether you and I respond or not.
关乎在决定于我们是否在这里回应。
It's another principle.
这是另外的那个 做工的法则。
Do not think that the Lord's purpose will not be accomplished if we do not respond.
若是我们不回应，我们不做任何的事情，神他的见证就不能恢复。The
Lord will complete His purpose.
神他要恢复他的见证。The
Messiah will come again.
弥赛亚他再要回来。Whether
or not our name will be counted is a different matter.
但是我们的名是否会被记述，这是不 另外的一件事情。
If you and I want to be counted on that day,
若是你和我愿意被计数计算的话，
If we do not want to tell the Lord the story of a cupbearer,
若我们不愿意告诉主我们为着酒政生活的这样的一个生活，
What can you tell the Lord when you see him?
那你见主的时候你想要告诉他什么呢？
Can you tell him the life of a cupbearer?
你能告诉他你像酒政那样生活的？
Or you tell the Lord a life that is intertwined with God's recovery work?
而是你能告诉主你是与主耶稣见证的生活息息相关的？
May the Lord revive the dream in us.
求主在这里恢复这样子的梦想。
Even during this weekend.
Even, 甚至在这个周末。
Do not accept the condition as is.
不要接受像现在这样的光景。
Do not be satisfied by knowing the testimony of Jesus.
不要仅仅知道了这个意象以后还能满足。
It's not sufficient to know the testimony of Jesus.
因为单单知道这个意象不能使我们满足。
Our life must be changed.
我们的生活必须改变。
You cannot live for the Lord while at the same time live for the King.
我们不能又为主而活，还在那里为着地上的王而活。
May the Lord revive the dream in us.
求主复兴这样子的梦想。
That is refuse to accept the condition of the world as it is today.
让我们拒绝今天这样子的一个城墙荒凉的光景。
May the Lord raise us up.To pray like Daniel and Nehemiah.
求主兴起我们，就像兴起尼希米那样。
For the recovery of the testimony of Jesus.
为着他自己见证的恢复。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for giving us more opportunity to respond to you.
父，我们感谢你为着给我们更多的机会来回应你。
We thank you that you still allow us to have opportunity.
谢谢你仍然给我们这样的机会。
I pray for all of us this morning.
我在这里为所有的在座的来祷告。
Well, there is still opportunity. Give us that vision to respond.
今天你给我们这样的意向来回应。
So that we will not, we refuse to accept the condition of the world as it is today.
所以我们可以拒绝这个城墙现今的这种光景。
We will travail in our prayers.
我们能够在祷告中能够再受这样的苦难。
Until we see your gracious hand is upon your people.
直到我们看见你伸的手在你的民的身上。
Cause us to return to Jerusalem.
叫我们回到耶路撒冷。
Return to the recovery work of the Lord.
回到主恢复的工作当中。
Raise Nehemiahs in every local assembly.
兴起在每个地方的聚会，兴起尼希米。
Rise up and build.
起来建造。
Rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
重建耶路撒冷的墙。
Revive the testimony of Jesus.
恢复主耶稣的见证。
We again thank you for this time.
再一次我们感谢这个时间。
For this precious weekend.
为这个宝贵的周末。
May you change the course of our life.
请你改变我们的生活的轨迹。
May we refuse to continue to live like a cupbearer.
让我们能够拒绝仍然像这样子的酒政的生活。
We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
我们感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.